Thank you for joining us. We have got a little special bonus episode where it's exam results week, and we are finding out how people felt when they got their exam results, and we're getting their advice on what you should do next. So welcome to Future Unplugged. And I have got the wonderful Indy from Coca-Cola here with us today. Thank you for joining us, Indy.
Thank you for having me.
So do you remember the last time or one of the times that you would have got exam results as a young person?
Yes, I do. If I take it back to A-levels, I remember getting my A-level results and it was the same routine, to be honest with you, every time. It was grab the envelope and run off.
Right, love that.
Hop in the car and then look at the results. And usually with my sister, actually, it would always be me and my sister look at the exam results and then breathe a sigh of relief that I've got into the uni or I've kind of got my degree or whatever it was at that point. I remember that kind of really clearly. And I remember always not wanting to be around everybody else.
Yeah, that's a really important point, because I suppose you have to do what's right for you. Like some people want to be with someone else. Some people want someone else to open the envelope.
Yeah.
But just finding what's right for you is absolutely the right thing to do. And so thinking now today, fast forward, we're years on from then, like, how much does that moment matter? Like if someone's sitting there thinking, I'm probably going to open it and it's not the results I wanted, like, is that going to change their life? Or
it's really not.
No, good.
I'll be honest, it's really not. And actually, when you look back on it, you think, God, all that worry, all that panic that you had building up to it. And actually, you know, as you progress through a career or whatever it is, the last thing people ask you sometimes is like, what were your GCSE or your A-level results? Often it ends up being like, what experience have you got or what things have you done? And that ends up being so much more important. So yeah, I can relate to it feeling a stressful time at that moment you're opening the envelope. But really, there's so many different paths to getting to where you want to be that's just one of those moments.
Exactly.
And there's several other moments of like success that you'll have along the way.
Yeah. And exams are only one way of being able to tell what someone's capable of. And some people do brilliantly and some people really struggle. I hated exams.
Yeah, like, I definitely hated exams. I mean, I think it was just, that's why for me personally, it was always give it my all in coursework.
Yeah.
Was always like,
same here.
I need to absolutely be great on the coursework and put the effort in there, because I know when I sit in an exam, I'm not sure what's going to happen. And that's just like how quickly I can recall on like what I need to know for that moment. And so it didn't really feel like a good judge of like what I understood overall and everything like that. Just that one moment in an exam. And so often, yeah, if I didn't get the right results, at least I knew that from the coursework side, I'd put all my effort in. And so, yeah, I was often opening up the envelopes and not getting the results I expected, to be honest with you. And so I was kind of okay with that, because I was like, no, I'll figure it out and I'll make it work. And I think having that mindset of it will be fine, there'll be other opportunities, there is always a million other ways to get to the end goal of the desired career that you have. And so yeah, just consider this to be just one of the many successes that you'll have along the way.
Definitely. I love it. And if it's good news, celebrate. If it's not, don't panic.
Yeah.
You will work it out. And at one point in the future, this will be the smallest little moment in time.
Yeah. And definitely. And I'd say there's so many successful people out there that when you ask them about kind of their exams or anything like that, they'll have a very similar story to you if you didn't end up doing well.
Yeah.
And again, it's about kind of making the most of opportunities that you have, going past that point, going from that point, and making the most of those. That kind of builds your character and builds you as a person, not just that one exam that you didn't maybe do so well in.
Definitely. And I think for the audience hearing this today, they need to listen out for when your episode drops, because you've got such amazing advice around how to build relationships and actually how that has been so fundamental to where you've ended up today. So a little plug for keep their eyes open, because there are some good bits in there. Right, it's exam results week for many students across the country today. And I know from when we were talking on the podcast that actually you didn't end up sitting your exam. So you've gone on to have all of this success and so much success, and you're such an inspiration, but you didn't have your exams. Now, there will be so many young people worrying as they're about to open that email or go and pick those results up from school, and worrying so much and putting so much pressure on themselves about what those grades say.
Yeah.
What would you say to them, having not had those grades? Like, that was hard for you, but you obviously don't need them. No, I mean, I would just say you're so young, you have so much time. So even if you don't get the results that you want, it doesn't matter because you can either just do it again, you can do something else. There's so much stuff online and so many amazing people that you can learn from that you don't necessarily need to have good grades. So I just wouldn't worry about it at all. Whatever happens, it's going to be fine. You're young. You are gonna smash it anyway. Like, just don't worry, honestly.
Love that. Love that. What great advice. We have the wonderful Ellen Bundy with us. And it is exam results week. So this is a big time. Do you remember this time?
It's a bit hazy, but I mean, it's a nerve-wracking time, isn't it? You can't forget it.
No. I have that dread feel of, I want to know, but I don't want to know. But
absolutely.
Yeah. What stands out for you as how you might have been feeling at the time?
I think probably the entire pressure around it, wanting to, you know, do well for yourself, but also please friends and family. Everyone's very committed in it. And sometimes it being a bit of a public affair, if everyone's opening it together, I always think, I can't remember if I'd opened it privately, but I think now I would probably, if I go back, I would definitely open it privately and take in the moment. Because again, it's not the end of the world if things go wrong. Like, there's so many avenues into so many roles now that aren't just focused on your grades. So I think don't fret, and the world's not going to end.
Yeah, it's so true. It's only testing one part of whether you can do well at something at an exam stage. You've got so much more to give than what you can give in an exam sometimes.
And gosh, just the exams are so difficult. Like, even as an adult, I look back and thinking, gosh, we studied all of those subjects, remembered all that material. Like, hats off to you. It is such hard work, and you're so young to be doing them all. So you really have to just, you know, reward yourself, and even if you don't get the grades you needed to, you worked blooming hard for them. So yeah, definitely have a nice takeaway or a little reward.
Definitely. You're so right. I mean, I can't even remember what I had for dinner last night, let alone all the stuff you have to remember for your exams. So yeah, it doesn't define your future, does it? I mean, does anyone ask you about your exam results now?
Nope.
Other than me for the podcast.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. And again, it was more just showing and pulling skills and projects that you might have done from those. No one's really asking you about grades when you get to further in life. So yeah, you're not defined by those grades whatsoever.
Amazing. Any tips for someone then on deciding what to do next? What if they're sitting there thinking, I don't know?
Speak to as many people as possible working in any industry. If, you know, get as much work experience as possible. That is free time for you to explore whether something is for you without the commitment of being there. If I could go back, I wish I'd done loads more work experience when I was younger. I just don't think I was proactive enough to find the places or to reach out to people. So yeah, get as much work experience as possible.
And it's probably easier now with LinkedIn to be able Definitely. To go and try and find the right person to send that message. You've got nothing to lose by trying.
Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah, you need to listen to Ellen's full episode when it comes out, and you will see that just do it is a theme through everything for Ellen, and it served you well. It has served you so well. Thank you so much. Some really great tips there. And for anyone getting their exam results, just embrace it. Just think about what you really want to do, because it needs to be what you want, or not what someone else wants or someone's telling you to do. Just follow the path that feels right, and it all works out in the end. It always does.
Yeah, you've got this. You've got this.
Love it. You've got it. Thank you so much. And also, if you want to know more about digital careers, we've got a whole host of episodes. Probably by the time you're hearing this, there's 20, 25 episodes out there of talking to people like Ellen, hearing about what they do. So if you're lacking inspiration, go check out those episodes, and hopefully we might inspire you. So thank you so much. We'll see you on a future episode.